And it's Scott Simmons here with the Radio Real Estate Show for the 15th of November, 2011. Sorry about the slow start to the show here. We have a quick turnaround time with the shows on the Action Pack CFSI. We just heard from Gary and the Business Around Town show. And we had Avera Shira on the show, and it was quite interesting this morning. So today I'm going to... I had a guest booked in, but he's not here for some reason. There was a bit of a mix-up with the guest. So I'm going to talk about real estate and the local real estate conditions, and we're also going to play a couple of interviews that I had with various contractors and tool suppliers recently. As some of you know, one of my hobbies is fixing houses, renovating houses. I mean, homes... You know, generally speaking, last about 30 years in our climate here. And after about 30 years, a house is basically almost worthless. It has to be renovated from top to bottom. I mean, you've got to look at the wiring, the plumbing, the kitchens, all the things, the washrooms are dated. Everything just becomes a dated mess. And so you have to look at taking the house and... going in and renovating it. And it's something that I've been doing on and off for the last 25 years. And so I happened to catch a few of the different tradespeople a little while ago, and so we're going to see if I can play a clip that with a few of these tradespeople, and we're going to start with the first clip, and it was the DeWalt tool guy that I interviewed a little while ago. And the interesting thing about the DeWalt tools are, you know, if you look back 20 years ago, you know, maybe 25 years ago, it wasn't that long, 20 years ago, the tools were all corded tools. There was no cordless tools. They were all, you know, made in the USA, expensive, Black and Decker, and they were heavy and bulky, and, you know, you'd go to a construction site and there'd be extension cords everywhere. Cordless tools, maybe about 15 years ago, just started to come into the picture, and then they were, the batteries, nickel metal hydrates were newer. What did they have before nickel metal hydrates? And then they switched to the lithium, and now you get these incredibly powerful little lithium-powered tools, and it's just incredible the stuff you can get to do the job. I mean, and I always believe in investing good money in tools because it's like an investment that will pay off for years to come. I mean, they last the amount of work you get out of them, and if you have good quality tools, you can never go wrong. So we're going to try to play the first tape here. So hang on to your socks, and we'll see what happens.
So it's Scott Simmons. We're down at the Windsor Plywood Contractor Day, and I've got this gentleman here from DeWalt Tools. Your name is?
It's Jeremy from the Stanley Black & Decker Group of Companies, which, yes, includes DeWalt Power Tools.
Well, DeWalt, that's a big name brand, isn't it?
It's a huge name brand. It's a huge name brand, and we'd like to think the best name brand.
The best name brand. Now, why are DeWalt so good? Because, well, they're yellow, for one thing. Everybody knows the color.
They are the color of construction, but there's more than that. Our engineering is all done end-user-based, so we go to the guys using the tools, ask them for feedback, and we've developed that over time since 1992. That's always been our approach to developing our power tools.
Try to make them better, constantly improving them.
Constantly improve them, constantly upgrade them, constantly make them lighter, constantly make them more adaptable to the end.
Or is this just for the contractor, or say you're a do-it-yourselfer weekender?
The nice thing about DeWalt is we do offer both. If it was for a do-it-yourselfer, I would say it's on the high end, but a lot of do-it-yourselfers do a lot of work, so sure. Our compact series is perfect for them.
Well, and the tools are going to last a long time anyway, so why not buy good tools?
For a mild do-it-yourself, our tools are going to last a lifetime. That's absolutely true.
So what's new in the DeWalt lineup for 2011?
Our absolute newest, most improved, and biggest launch of the year is our new 20-volt Max.
20-volt? Wow, that's amazing.
That's exactly right.
So what is it, a drill? It's a combination kit.
It's an entire platform based on two batteries, a 1.5 amp-hour lithium-ion battery, and the heavier-duty 3.0.
See, the lithiums are a big improvement over the old nickel metal hydrate.
Not only are they a little bit more powerful and last longer, they're also a tremendously huge amount lighter, which is a great advantage to the end user.
For old carpenters like myself to get wrecked wrist after a while, it's probably a good deal.
And for new ones, you don't want that to happen over the course of time.
Us old guys. So this is the lineup right here. Hey, what is it?
Absolutely. We started out with seven tools. So we have a cordless hammer drill, a cordless impact driver, a compact hammer drill, a compact impact driver, a compact drill driver, and of course a recip saw and a search saw, and that's just the beginning of the lineup this year.
Now the reciprocating saw with the power plug, like that's a beauty tool. I mean, that's just a fabulous tool.
It's a fabulous tool, but for some guys who need the convenience factor or have to take the time to run back up into an attic before they go home, rolling cords up to get that done costs them money.
Oh yeah.
It's a convenience tool. It's not going to last as long as a corded model, right, but this will last up to 45 minutes on one charge.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's a kit, basically, that you're selling all together. Is it a kit that comes with?
They're sold individual, and they're sold in two kits, and they're sold in a variety of different combinations. All the batteries are cross-compatible, so the 1.5 works with the 3. And because this is such a big launch, we've stepped up. Now our 3-amp-hour battery is guaranteed, no questions asked, for 3 years, and our compact battery is guaranteed for two years, which is industry leading.
So you actually have a hammer drill available too, eh?
Absolutely. That's the one you see over there.
Here, let's go take a look at it. Hammer drills are always kind of neat because they're like a two-in-one tool. Right?
Exactly, and up to 5/8 of an inch, this will actually work as a drill driver, or a hammer drill. And it's just as simple as flicking that switch into percussion.
That makes it really convenient for anybody.
Oh, absolutely. Guys who have to do a couple of lag bolts for a deck or something, rather than going out and buying a whole new tool, they can just get a regular percussion bit and go ahead and use it with this hammer drill. Sort of a 3-in-1 tool.
Now, is that the big battery on there, or is that the small battery?
That's the big one. That's the bad boy.
But it's still smaller than the old battery.
It still weighs less than our original 12-volt battery.
I know. That's what I have at home, my old 12-volt. Now it's dead, too.
Check it out yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like half the weight of the old nickel metal hydrates.
Yep. And that's the way we developed them, and that's the way we'll be going forward.
Now, the nickel metal hydrates, you had to let it run down. You're always worried about charging it. Is that different with the lithium?
Well, ours were always not nickel metal hydrate, but nickel cadmium.
Nickel cadmium.
So they didn't have memory. They were an improvement on most of the competitions, but they were heavier.
Right.
They took longer to charge, definitely more cumbersome, and less runtime.
Right. So how long typically would these take to charge up?
These ones here take a quick charge, it's 15 minutes, a full charge on a full pack is 1 hour.
So now my wife has told me specifically to ask some certain questions about the DeWalt rep, because my wife is a tough lady. She's a farmer on the island here. She's stronger than I am. But she's got tiny little hands. Could she run a DeWalt tool?
Absolutely. Let me show you some of the 12-volt match stuff we have.
I mean, that's a problem with a lot of, a lot of the tools are meant for us big guys, right?
Would she be able to handle that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a perfect size. I mean, that's what, she has an old one, and it's just a crummy little drill, but it's tiny, and it's like, we got to get rid of that drill. I mean, it's too small.
Cabinet makers. Specialty folks augment their 18-volt heavier kits with these when they need to get in tight places.
Oh, right.
I can tell you, I just renovated an entire kitchen. These are the only tools I use, the 12-volt max.
Oh, and that's kind of cool. It's got the impact gun, too, eh?
Again, we run a full platform on that. In addition to the tools you see here, we also have a thermometer to check in behind for cold spots, which I'll bring out later, and we also have an inspection camera.
I saw that down at the Windsor store, the inspection camera. Like, that's pretty new, isn't it?
It's pretty new, and it's a pretty big seller, especially here on Salt Spring Island. Very popular tool.
Is it really? What could you use it for?
You can use that for a variety of applications. First and foremost, obviously, checking behind knee walls, attics, spaces you can't get into. Duct work, a lot of HVAC guys will use it, and obviously plumbers for checking in pipes.
Checking, looking for leaks, or if you're looking for insulation, or if you've got a frosty wall, or all kinds of problems like that.
Or if you drop your ring down a sink, the actual inspection tool scope has a hook on it for picking stuff up once pick it up. It's also got a removable screen and an SD chip, so you can film everything and put it on your laptop and see what you're looking at.
That's really cool.
And that all runs off the 12-volt max platform.
And even the flashlights are always a good deal, too.
I've had that on since I got here at 12, and it's still running strong.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And it's bright, too.
Yeah. So is that a halogen bulb on it?
That's an LED bulb. That's the way we're going to go. We're going to go LED going forward. They're more efficient. They last longer. You can put them behind that tough case so they don't break, and they give off tons more light.
Now, DeWalt also sells, you guys have the reciprocating blades and stuff.
isn't it cheaper and easier just to buy like the knockoff ones? Are they better, or is it worth buying the name brand blades?
If you want a blade to last long, and blades are a consumable, DeWalt have a full line of high-end accessories that often only cost you a dollar or two more to get four or five times the life out of the actual consumable blade.
Well, that's what I found. The cheap ones never last anyways.
And that's always the case. You get what you pay for, right. And that's why we're a high-end industrial power tool.
Right. So you've got a whole line of drills, spade bits, everything that goes with all the tools.
We have almost an entirely 100% complete accessory lineup right now.
Right. Oh, really? Including even hand tools now?
And of course, yes, we're part of the Stanley hand tools as well.
Oh, it's Stanley and DeWalt are all teed up. I didn't
Absolutely.
Know that.
It's a Stanley Black & Decker company, so that encompasses DeWalt, Porter Cable, and Black & Decker on the power tool side, Bostitch on the pneumatic and nailer side, and Stanley Fatmax and Fatmax Extreme hand tools.
So you guys almost cover everything now.
We're trying.
Is there anybody else left in business?
We hope not.
Well, a lot of times, you know, you see people buy the cheap, like we won't say the H word, but they go to the big H box and they buy the cheap tools that are made in China, and they just don't last. It's like, you know, you did three or four cuts with a skill saw, and they're just junk.
Well, let's face it, power tools are an investment. In some cases, opening price point, like you're discussing, is better for the consumer. It makes it better. If they're only to use it five or six times over the life of the tool, then that makes sense. But again, it is an investment, and with prices being the way they are, for a nominal amount more, you can end up with a tool that's going to last you the rest of your life. And for a contractor, it's simply a no-brainer. They can't afford to replace them all the time. They lose time. Time is money.
Well, that's why even tell do-it-yourselfers, though. I mean, you're saving all the money on the labor, so buy the good tools. Do a good job. Have the proper tools. Don't have junk.
Well, it's nice that, among our full gauntlet between DeWalt, Porter Cable, Black & Decker,
right.
We, as one company, can offer any of those offerings to any end user.
That's amazing. Well, thank you very much. Your name was?
I'm Jeremy from the Stanley Black & Decker Company, and thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeremy, for the interview. So, Jeremy just ran me through the whole lineup here at Windsor Plywood, and it's just an incredible selection of tools.
And it's Scott Simmons back here with the Radio Real Estate Show. And so I've got a few more tapes I want to play. To me, you know, real estate is really about the houses and the location and the land. And when you do buy a house, you have to maintain that house. I mean, houses, if they're not maintained, then you just run into problems in the long haul. And it's one of the most overlooked things. And, you know, some people like condos, and I sell a lot of condos. Actually, I have a customer getting his new condo on Friday. But if you want a house, you know, you've got to think about it, that you're maintaining that house. And if you want to save a lot of money on your home, you actually should learn how to do a lot of the things yourself, especially when you live on Salt Spring Island. If you have the time and the patience and a bit of knowledge, or if you get a book or go on YouTube, you can learn how to fix things and do things yourself. And the actual tools that you buy are cheap when you look at how much it costs to repair things nowadays. So the next quick interview we're going to have is with another sales rep. And the sales rep sells blades, saw blades, and all kinds of different things. And it was an interesting interview. And again, it's on my theme of the day today, which is, how to renovate your home and invest in proper tools if you want to do the job. I mean, if you have a home, let's say your average home on Salt Spring Island is worth $500,000. You know, is there anything wrong with investing a few thousand dollars in tools, maybe a skill saw, a drill, you know, small table saw, some other things, just so that you can actually do the maintenance, hand tools, a few plumbing tools. In my opinion, it's really worth it because the payback is incredible. You know, you're saving the labor component of any renovations that you do. So without further ado, we'll go into our next interview, and we'll see what the guy from Freud Blades has to say.
So it's Scott Simmons. We're down at the Windsor Plywood Contractor Show, and I'm with
Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark McDavid from Freud, Canada.
Mark McDavid from Freud, Canada. And Freud sells all kinds of stuff, mostly known for blades, is it?
Yeah, saw blades, router bits, a couple power tools, but mainly saw blades and router bits.
You know, my friend who's a finishing carpenter made me the world's worst carpenter buy like an $80 blade, but it cuts perfect straight line.
Exactly. You know, it'll make even the more inexpensive saws in the market shine for sure.
Well, there's nothing like a good quality blade. That's why he said don't buy a $20 blade. I mean, he may be...
Yeah, it makes, like I said, makes your cheap saws shine, and you know, even if you're not the best woodworker or whatever, it does quality cuts.
And there's different types of blades, eh? Like for different things, depending on what you're doing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We make lots of different, you know, diameter and tooth count saw blades, very specific use stuff. We have a glue line rip blade here at the show, essentially our best ripping blade on the market. It sort of eliminates the joiner. We have our ultimate cutoff blade. It's an 80 tooth for flawless cut saw.
This one right here.
Yeah.
For a chop saw.
Yeah, for a chop saw. Yeah. Well, actually, for a chop saw and table saw, cabinet maker saw, flawless top and bottom cuts on laminates and plywoods.
And that makes a huge difference, especially if you're buying a laminate or putting something in. If you wreck it, what if you just cost yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, the cost of materials alone. You know. Yeah, buy a good blade and you don't have to worry about it.
So are most of your sales to contractors, or get a lot of do-it-yourselfers buying your product?
We get a lot of do-it-yourselfers as well as contractors. So sort of in my industry, I'm never really slow that way. So we cover the full range, the full spectrum.
Now, I see you sell router bits too, hey?
Yeah, we do. We have basic router bits. We have one of the largest selections in the world. We're the only company that manufactures our own carbide in the world.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's so we do all the manufacturing ourselves. So,
my wife bought me a set of router bits from, I think it was Sears, and as soon as you use them, the bearing just blows off. Like, came in a nice little box, and I'm sure she spent like $40 on them, but you use it once, and they were fried.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They buy the low-end sets, and they sort of replace things as they wear out with the good stuff.
Yeah, it was so disappointing because I had all these routers, and I thought, wow, finally I'm going to get to use my router and do some cool stuff, and every single one of them just blew out.
Yeah, no kidding. We've got some more specialized bits here at the show. We're making cabinet doors and also finishing the pull-out drawers themselves in cabinets. Kitchen. Yeah.
Oh, like the dados?
The door pulls, the bottoms, the cabinet hinges.
So if somebody really wants to go wild to make their own kitchen, I mean, it'd be worthwhile to invest the money in the tools, and then they could do a really good job.
Absolutely, yeah. You're saving money in the long run buying the stuff to do it yourself, and it's really not hard to do it all. And on the Freud website, we have detailed videos and instructions on how to make
them. Oh, you do? That's great.
Yeah, how to make our doors and everything else.
Now, you guys also sell reciprocating saw blades, hey?
We are just getting into the recip market just this year. We're the first company in the world to do carbide-tipped recip blades for wood with nails.
Oh, that's good, because once you hit a nail, you're just screwed. It just wrecks your whole...
Essentially, yeah. So that's why we developed a carbide-tipped blade that will, I've done some testing and cut through 200-plus drywall screws.
Especially when you're tearing apart an old house or renovating or cutting up some old walls. If you've got a good $10 blade on there and you hit a nail and it wrecks your blade, that's an expensive nail that you just hit.
Yeah, not even a $10, more like a $5 blade. So it's the carbide ones we've priced out very similar to the standard bimetal blades out in the
market. Oh, really? Well, that's a big improvement.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's the DeWalt guy was just telling me how great his blades were, but now we know there's better ones on the market.
Well, DeWalt, they make some great stuff too, actually, yeah, for sure.
So are your blades, are they compatible with all the different saws on the market?
They are, yeah. They're a standard pin shank for any recip blade on the market.
Now I got a question for you. With the table saw blades and things like that, do people still get them sharpened nowadays?
Yeah, there's a couple places on Vancouver Island that we'll sharpen. You usually get about 10 sharpenings out of our standard saw blades. So
if you're really heavy in working with them, you're better off to keep your blades, keep them in order, take them in and get them sharpened.
Yeah, it's more economical that way in the long run, that's for sure. Even over, exchanging them in for something else.
And I see you have some cheaper blades too, $14.99. Are these the low-end ones that you sell, kind of?
We don't really sell a lower-end. It's our same carbide that's on our larger diameter stuff. It's just basically less carbide, so less money. Same quality and everything else, just a smaller diameter blade framing.
You know, what size do you make them down to? Any size? Like,
oh, yeah, we go down to, you know, 4 3/8 blade.
Because I think my wife's little tiny, she's got one of those tiny little scale saws. It'll cut like 1 2x4.
Yeah.
And then you got to charge up the battery. Yeah. It's not a DeWalt to do one. It's some old one. But it's got like a 5-inch blade. Now the blade's hooped, and I can't even. So you would sell a blade that would fit that?
Absolutely, yeah. Because we're the manufacturer, we make blades for every machine on the market, every size.
Well, that's fantastic. So it was a pleasure meeting you, and it was a pleasure seeing all the DeWalt tool, or not the DeWalt, the Freud blades. And these are available at Windsor.
And it's Scott Simmons here with the Radio Real Estate Show. And hopefully you enjoyed the interview with the Freud tool people that I had recently on Salt Spring Island and the DeWalt tool people. Again, the reason why I'm putting this on the Radio Real Estate Show is because homes, you know, need renovations. I mean, they need work. If you buy a house, you know, it's not going to last forever. And if you can do some of the work yourself, there's a tremendous savings on the labor side, on the labor of doing these renovations. So again, it's something to think about. So we're going to stop for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Radio Real Estate Show. So hang on, and we'll be right back.
Buying or selling Salt Spring Island real estate, contact Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty, Vancouver Island. Scott can help you make the right choice. Telephone 250-538-8316. Email saltspring@yahoo.com. Website escapetosaltspring.com. Or follow Scott on Twitter at SaltspringRE.
Autumn on Salt Spring means many things to different people, and for those that like their sports, autumn can only mean soccer, volleyball, and indoor swimming. Does your child need new or used soccer cleats for the game tomorrow? Would you like your high schooler to save their knees with volleyball pads? Can't find your swimming goggles? And those fairy fares are something you don't want to deal with. Simple solution. Go downtown to our own sports traders, and they'll have what you want at prices you can afford, with knowledgeable staff, and it's all saving money on the fairy fair you didn't pay. Sports Traders on Hereford Avenue. Their soccer, volleyball, and swimming headquarters on our island.
The wheels and the bus go round and round all through the town.
Every day, nearly 50,000 motor vehicles illegally pass our school buses. Did you know that you can't even pass a stopped school bus in the schoolyard if their stop sign is out? Please take the time to know and understand the law. Our children are the future. Keep them safe by following the rules of school bus safety. Brought to you by Operation Safe Stop.
And it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio's Real Estate Show, and Johnny DeVille is in the house. I just saw Johnny pull in. And so I've got another interview here I want to play that I taped a little while ago. It's with the contractor on the island here. And the thing is, I wanted to interview as many different contractors because, again, you know, real estate is really about the houses and the land, but also, you know, how you fix the house and how you maintain it. And to get one of these busy contractors on the show, it's really hard because, I mean, just try to phone a plumber and try to get him to come out, let alone try to get one to come on your radio show. So I managed to find a plumber, and I had my MP3 recorder with me, and so I've recorded it, and hopefully it will work here on the station, and we will play it. But I've got an interview here with a local plumber, and we're going to see how it goes. So hang on, and we'll be... And we seem to be having some technical difficulties.
It's Scott Simmons, and we're down at the Windsor Plywood Contractor Show, and I just roped a plumber into coming out. Back's the plumber. So tell me about, you're a plumber, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Miller Plumbing.
Miller Plumbing. So what are your, what kind of plumbing things do you see, like for the repair side mostly on Salt Spring?
Well, I think the biggest surprise to me here is how many hot water tanks we actually replace on this island.
Really?
Yeah, really. Our water system seems to eat them up pretty quick.
They just don't, it's not normal that they go with the rate they do at other places?
They make it to their warranty.
they make it to their warranty. Really, like, so, like, let's say in the city, like in Toronto, how long would a normal hot water tank last?
You know, they maybe get 12 years out of a tank or something like that.
And so, well, on Salt Spring, what are you seeing on average, 4 or 5 years?
No, you get a little more than that. If it's a 6-year tank, you get 6. If it's a 9-year tank, you get 9.
Really?
But, you know, it's surprising how many tanks go to John Quinnell's place.
Oh, really? So many get hauled off the island because they just wear out early.
Yeah, they're gone, yeah.
So what are the kind of plumbing problems you see a lot of times now? Like, there's no carburetors really on the island, eh?
Well, yeah, no, people don't do carburetors here too much. They're more into, like, compost.
Well, because people are, if you're on a septic, it's not a good idea to have a carburetor anyways.
That's right. You don't want your waste going into your septic tank.
Right. So what would your recommendation be if somebody goes down in their basement, they see a little drip? Do you think they should just fix it themselves by putting some tape on it or something?
Isn't that what people do?
Well, it just depends on how good they are with tape.
You got a bug crawling on you.
Yeah, well, the bug was coming in for the interview.
The bug was coming in, one of those flying ants. It's going to eat the farmer's system.
Yeah. Basically, tape, you know, that's just a quick fix until you call a plumber.
Don't you always see that, like where people see the leak and then they get some duct tape and they wrap it on the outside?
Yeah, and it takes us about 15-20 minutes to cut the tape off. It's all billable.
You know, that's what, I mean, I used to work as a plumber's assistant and would go out and, you know, you'd find this big wad of tape and the lady would be saying, I thought I could stop it from leaking, but I've been putting more tape on it. And
it's a wishful thing.
It's a wishful thing.
Yeah, yeah. Plumbing costs money.
And a lot of times, you know, I notice in the houses that the faucets are just so kind of worn out. So do you get a lot of calls for upgrading faucets and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of general repairs right now. I mean, because the housing, new housing starts, it's slow. And most of the work is rentals and repairs.
So a lot of people go in and go down maybe Windsor Plywood, buy a new tap set, and then they call you.
That's right. Or we send them there.
Or do they try to install it themselves, some people?
Most of the time they're calling. I think, you know, people are scared of plumbing. They're scared of plumbing, they're scared of electricity, they're scared of gas. So they're calling us to do their repairs.
The gas is a smart thing to be scared of, the propane. You don't want the propane.
No, it's a big bang type thing.
Although it does prove partially Darwin's theory of evolution when the propane leaks in the house and it blows up and they all die.
They call it a sneaky gas.
Right.
Because it lays low.
Yeah.
Do you do gas fitting too?
No, I don't. I don't do any gas.
So you just do plumbing repair, mostly plumbing, new plumbing, new construction.
Anything in plumbing, you know, even, you know, a lot of it, water collection now. Water collection is big on the island.
Oh, you do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing water collection right now on a project right now. So, you know, we've got the water because we get the rain.
Right.
And it's great for irrigation, especially in places where we don't have very good wells. So, yeah.
So what do? You put in a tank for the people?
We put in tanks, and then we direct the water off, preferably metal roofs. And then we basically have to add a pumping system to it. And if they want to drink it, you know, it has to go through UV light. It has to go through filters.
Yeah. So a plumber does that, actually. You wouldn't think a plumber would do that, but obviously it's water, so I guess you do.
Who's going to do it?
Who's going to do it? Well, the roofers don't do it. I guess they just
don't do it. No.
So that's the task of the plumber. So that's something that it must be fairly new on the island. There's not that many people really
doing it. There's a lot of water collection on the island. I mean, being in the real estate business, you should see all the water collection there is on the island. You go up to the ridges, you'll see how many tanks there are.
So this is something fairly new for you, then, the whole water collection, is it?
Well, I've been doing water collection since I moved here.
Okay.
And,
so how long have you been here for now, Max? About 10 years or 8 years?
7 years. I've got water collection at my place.
You do? Oh, okay.
7,500 gallons.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good collection source for...
So it's kind of like an expertise of yours now, is the whole water collection
thing. Well, you get better at it. You practice. You know, we practice like doctors and lawyers.
There you go.
But nobody dies.
So that's a cool thing, though, the water collection. So then now, like you said, if you're going to drink it, you have to treat the water. So you recommend like a UV light?
Yeah, UV lights for sure. And
what about like the reverse osmosis? You wouldn't have to go that far. That's just if you had a real skunky well or something.
Reverse osmosis is, that's a good thing to put in, I'd say, for a kitchen installation.
Right.
You know, a lot of people want that. You know, it's another step.
Sure.
But so, it takes a lot of things out of the water. It takes a lot of minerals out of the water.
So, I mean, that's if you had a really bad well or something, or arsenic or something like that.
No, it's not going to remove arsenic.
No?
No, it's going to remove a lot of things, but arsenic's not one of them.
Right. But you can take arsenic out with the proper filters, though, right?
I think you can get arsenic out, depending on the... on the situation, I think you can get it out by actually off-gassing it.
Oh, there you go.
You know, pumping it to a tank and then putting bubblers in and then off-gassing it.
Kind of like the sulfur off-gassing, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sulfur's an off-gassing.
Right. It's one of those idiosyncrasies of living on Salt Spring is with the wells and the
your own water system. On every street.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, you don't deal with septic, so do you?
I deal with the septic all the way up to the tank.
Oh, okay.
And the septic pumps.
Oh, the pumps in the tanks, the discharge pumps.
The discharge pumps, yeah. If they fail, we get the calls for that. Yeah.
That's not a fun job. That's why I quit being a plumber's assistant, because that's a job I always got.
Well, you know, that's why they hired you.
That's a stinky part of the business.
Well, you know, you try to keep clean in this business, and, you know, I practice trying to keep clean.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to wear that.
Right. Well, you've got a nice clean truck, though, a nice professional-looking image on the island.
I hope so.
That's a big Grumman truck. What's that? Is it? What kind of truck is that?
It's a Grumman. It's an aluminum body.
Very cool truck.
Well, you can stand up in it.
And you carry all the tools, so it's like one-stop shop. You come out to someone's house, and you can just go in and fix it right there.
Well, you know, most of the time you have what you want. You know, the best part of it is that it's tall enough to stand in, and you don't have to crawl around.
Which is nice.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... a lot of stock in a small van, and you don't even know where it is because it's hard to get to.
Well, that's why I hire a professional, because they've got the tools, they've got the equipment, they've got all the parts, they know what they're doing, they come out your house, and they can just fix it.
I love you. You're good for our business.
Well, thank you, Max, for the interview.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
So this will be on CFSI. You can tune in.
And it's Scott Simmons here back with the Radio Real Estate Show. And that was my interview with a plumber on Salt Spring Island here talking about plumbing. And it was interesting, his take on hot water tanks not lasting very long on Salt Spring Island. You know, he said that he was quite shocking to him when he moved here from Toronto that tanks were only lasting, about half the length that they lasted in Toronto. So with the Radio Real Estate Show now, we're going to...